is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Latest nonprofit Congressional Budget Office report finds that the Senate health care revision would leave 22 million uninsured and produce a situation where the average single person buying insurance would have deductibles of $13,000 before receiving benefits compared to the average of $5,000 now. A Pew Research survey finds that now 60% of Americans believe the federal government should be responsible for ensuring that all Americans have health coverage, up from 51% last year. People awaiting trial account for 95% of the growth in the jail population from 2000 to 2014, arguing strongly for bail reform. American and European authorities said that they'd shut down two of the largest online black markets, Alphabay and Hansa Market, and arrested their operators. Transgender service members have been permitted to serve openly in the military since last year. Microsoft claims that utilizing a channel in the so-called white space between television frequencies could enable bringing lower-cost internet to millions of rural families. Trump administration reduced a pollution cheating fine against Harley-Davidson by $3 million, even after having claimed their policy was for new cases, not old cases. Weekly pay for earners at the lowest 10 percentile of the wage scale rose at a faster rate last quarter year-to-year than any other group measured by the Labor Department. Veterans Administration guaranteed more than 700,000 loans in fiscal 2016, up 12% over 2015 for $179 billion. Some loans require no money down, no mortgage insurance payments, and have lower interest rates. In more White House turmoil, Sean Spicer, the press secretary, resigned in protest when the president appointed former Wall Street financier Anthony the Mooch Scaramucci as the new communications director. Senate parliamentarian, in a key guidance on the Senate's health care bill, claimed that several measures, including state-specific pieces, ending Planned Parenthood funding, imposing a six-month waiting period for people before getting insurance, and other measures were not fiscal matters, therefore would need 60 votes to pass to be able to escape legal challenge. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.